You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website, or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Over the next few weeks, we will be studying Moses and the early part of the Exodus. Here we see that the people of Israel are helpless from saving themselves, and God intervenes. We begin with today's text from Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 22. This section narrates the birth of Moses. This is the story of the birth of the hero of the Exodus. This story also tells us much about the nature of God and his willingness to identify with the marginalized. This section narrates two different points at which Moses' life was preserved, as an infant and as a young man. Clearly, the book of Exodus intends to narrate the setting, events, and characters in each case as the actual events of Moses' preservation. In the New Testament, these two particular narrative motifs will converge in the events of Jesus' preservation from Herod through the flight to Egypt. Matthew 2, verses 13 to 23. It is crucial for the early Israelites to know how God preserved Moses from several dangers. This story, together with the account of God's call on Moses in the succeeding chapter, should enable the people of Israel to embrace Moses as God's authorized prince and judge, as well as lawgiver. What we see in this story is again how the Lord has prepared a Savior for His people, how God is preparing for its salvation. As the writer of the letter to the Hebrews says, "By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw that the child was beautiful, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward." Didn't God also intervene in our life when we found ourselves helpless from saving ourselves?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.